Hey guys, this is Mo Sider from the Detroit Red Wings. You guys listening to Locked On Red Wings.
You're Locked On Red Wings, your daily podcast on the Detroit Red Wings. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Locked On Red Wings podcast. I don't know what day it is. We're recording this way in the future. I'm with two friends from Twitter. You know them. You probably hate them. We're joined by Pete Roehrig, Isa Rowan. What's going on, fellas? How's it going? Happy to, have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Nice to meet Rohan on the interwebs. Nolan, nice to see you again.
It's always nice to meet people from Twitter. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes you don't even know, you know, when you pop on what they're going to look like. That's how it was with you, Pete, because you have an avatar that's not you. And
I try to
play video games a lot. And when you got on the Zoom, I was still like shocked at like, holy shit, that's Pete. You know,
sorry to scare you.
Good to see you guys. No, not in a bad way. It was kind of a good way. So what we're doing today is the best names in Red Wings draft history draft. So we're drafting a team of five players, a positionless team, based on whether they were a Red Wings draft pick and how good their name was. So here's some interesting things that I found along the way when I was preparing for this. There were a couple different factors at play to me when it came to deciding whether a name was cool or not. I noticed that sometimes guys' names became cooler because I knew what they did on the ice and like their name kind of added something to who they were. Sometimes they got cool names from jump. And other times I feel like that may be a cool name, but like, I hate the player. So I'm like, that name sucks. You know, it ruins the spirit of the name for me.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. So my list, if I get any of them, there's a few on here that former guest of yours, like, hey, it sounds real cool when Gary Thorne says this guy's name. You know what I mean?
I like it. And that's exactly it. It adds a little bit to it. So I don't know how to decide who goes first, but what are you guys thinking? Snake draft or standard draft? Are we going to go up and then come back down? Or are we just going to go boom, 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 boom? I'll kind of leave that up to you guys as the guest of honor. Because some people get real passionate about it.
I honestly couldn't care less.
Fair enough. How's it? Rowan is taking over the grouch role of today's podcast, and we love him for it. All the way up.
I just think he's concentrating.
No, yeah, he's definitely he doesn't want any.
You guys told me you had a list, and now I've got to scramble.
he's already in war room mode, so I definitely get that. All right. I'm not going to go first. I'm going to pick a number between 1 and 100. You guys can guess. Actually, sorry. We're going to back this up. Rowan, I need your thoughts on Darren Helm retiring, because you got the Darren Helm jersey on. And not retiring. Even worse, he goes and signs with the Colorado Avalanche. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay at all.
Not
even in the slightest.
Can you talk to us, walk us through your emotions? Where were you? What were you thinking? How'd you find out?
It broke here at 4:30 in the morning. And I get up, I usually wake up between 5 and 5:30. And the first thing I saw on my phone was a text message saying condolences. And I was like, oh no, what's happened here? And I just had to have a bit of a look. And then I just didn't do anything for like an hour. I just sat there annoyed.
It was just a text that said condolences. Did you immediately hockey? Or was it like?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Because who it was from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay.
And then I had to look, and I was like, oh my gosh! Of all teams, like, I hate the Avalanche, like with every iota of my being, because that was what I learned hockey on in the 90s was blood feud, and now this happens. And look, I'd kind of made peace with the fact he probably wasn't coming back to the Red Wings. You can edit that bit out, by the way. But it's interesting. I think it shows his value. Like, everyone who hates him, which is like maybe one person ever, they can just eat rocks because now he's gone to a genuine cup contender. And I don't know how I feel about that, because if they start pushing into the playoffs, I'm always cheering against them. And now I have to still cheer against them, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
your hate for the Avalanche outweighs your love for Darren Helm. That's a surprise to me, frankly. I would have figured it to be the other way around. A close battle nonetheless, but
that's just what I think now, right? So
yeah,
it's still raw.
You know what? Like it's like raw. I said earlier about Michigan football. When the lights come on and the game is going, your heart can't deny the feelings you're gonna have.
Yep.
I think it'll be a problem if they get to the cup final.
I'm excited to see
where it really becomes an issue.
Yeah. Who Rowan attaches to moving forward. I'm way ahead of you. Hey, I don't even need an answer now, but like I'm excited to see that. Someone's going to criticize the guy 2 or 3 years down the line. You're going to chop him off at the knees. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay, last question, because I'm so genuinely curious about this. Why all of the Australians are obsessed with Darren Helm? Like what, like how did that happen? By the time I like really got into Red Wings Twitter, that was just known to be a fact, you know, and I, one of my favorite things ever.
That's a great point.
It was like a week ago when the Nedeljkovic trade happens, you guys are all asleep. You wake up and the first thing you start doing is talking about Darren Helm. It was so beautiful.
You need to learn time zones. That was like afternoon for us.
Whatever.
First
tweets of the day. I just assume it's morning. I wake up at noon. That's morning.
Okay, there we go. Now we've sort of solved the problem on the time.
Yeah, that's solved the problem. Right. Yeah.
But, okay. How? Look, I think Australians are just a good judge of hockey character.
that makes sense.
Fair enough. All right.
The simplest answer is probably the correct one.
Pete, you're gonna go second. I'll go third. We're gonna go snake draft. So it's gonna be like Rowan, Pete, me. Me, Pete, Roan, Pete. So we'll keep going like that until the very end. With the first overall pick, what you got?
Man, this is like the most obvious pick ever, right?
I'm
in the 2005 entry draft, round 5, pick 132, Darren Helm. Has there never been a more hockey player named than Darren Helm?
Yep,
boom, I knew put him on the board. First overall.
What pick overall was he?
132nd.
So wow. I texted Pete like 3 hours ago. I said, hey, do you want to make a bet that Rowan picks Darren Helm with his first overall choice? He said, absolutely not.
Yeah. I'm like, no, we're not taking that bet.
Oh, always going to happen. Like, that was the bet, yeah.
Oh, always, man. Pete, give me your first pick.
All right. I'm going with, I think this should solidify the win. Everybody knows him. Just if you've ever looked at a draft list from the Red Wings, we're going with Dick Axelsson.
Nice. I like it. All right, Dick Axelsson. 1-2 to Pete. We got Darren Helm and Dick Axelsson off the board. Man, I got to be honest, something I suffered from was a little bit of recency bias. I don't know if you guys will find this to be true, but I feel like they're especially at the very most recent stages, some good names up there. None better than Red Savage. Red Wings draft pick this year in the fourth round.
Not trying to jump to conclusions, but it could be why this entire thing was put together in the first place.
It was the entire so the recency bias, like I mentioned, I'm going to stay away from it because I want to have a good mix. But I mean, that really, this past draft for the Red Wings was an all-time name draft.
Well, I don't know what your notes said about that. Like I said, I didn't have a list. I've got a list, obviously. My comments just say, duh.
Yep, absolutely.
He scored a goal today.
And
it's all like, that.
Woo! Go Red. And even the ones without like the obviously great names, like Liam Dower Nielsen, the Liam Neeson puns that are going to come out of that, the Taken puns that are going to come out of that are going to be unreal. And to me, that's not even top three in this draft. So it'll be interesting. With my second pick, I'm going to pick this guy because it's a great name, but also because his name lends to a good nickname, and that is Vladimir Konstantinov, 11th round, 221st overall in the 1989 draft, the greatest draft of all time by your Detroit Red Wings. The the Vladinator was the nickname that I tried to say there. So those are my first two picks, Red Savage and Vladimir Konstantinov. I had a feeling it wasn't going to be there if it came back around. So Pete, you were on the clock.
This is easy for me again. It's not easy because there's one. If I get the next one that I also want, I think I got it in the bag. So now I got to figure out which one I need to take first to prevent you guys from taking it. You guys getting in the inside the head of Steve Eisenman here? Here we go. I'm going with the 2000 first round pick, 29th overall, out of Sweden, Nicholas Cronwall.
That was on there. So Vladimir Konstantinov and Nicholas Cronwall both fit into like their style of play and like the nicknames that came, like Cronwall was such an appropriate name for what he was doing to people. Obviously they turned his name into a verb. So that is just the ultimate sign of name respect. We got Rowan on the clock here.
Yeah. I think I'm taking a completely different avenue than you guys. So I've gone back to 2004 in the fifth round, pick 151. This guy sounds like we tried to draft the entire Russian five in one name. Sergei Kolosov.
Can you say that again?
Sergei Kolosov.
Yeah. No, it doesn't sound too close to anything, but it's like vaguely close to everything. I like that. All right, you got the next pick as well.
Yeah, again, I'm just doing fun names. 1998, round 7, pick 198. Just because I think the nickname here could have been really good if he turned out Jeremy Goetzinger.
Yep, he was on my list.
The GOAT.
Considering the GOAT. Him with nice. The picks. That's a great call. Anytime that you could, like, make a pun with a name. I mean, like, I know that kind of plays into what I was just saying, but like, this guy didn't have to be good for you to call him that, you know, like you make the joke before he proves anything. That's how forthright it is with its punniness. What do you got, Pete? We're in round three.
Middle of round three.
All right.
Let's see here. I'm going to go way back. We're going in the way back machine. All right.
All right.
The 1969 draft, fifth round. Interesting. Only
I got him on my list too.
Wally Olds.
That was the name. I was looking for a Wally. You know,
you got to go way back to get a Wally.
Didn't even care where he came from. I just wanted a Wally. I like that a lot. That's devastating to my strategy here. But all right. I'm going to go with the 156th pick, six rounder in the 1995 NHL draft. And that's going to be Tyler Perry because I mean, it's just perfect. Tyler Perry's draft, you know, Tyler Perry's draft night like that. That would be a great movie.
The Tyler Perry draft. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I remember
the Tyler Perry experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I got two, actually. All right. So my next one, I'm actually surprised this one has lasted this long. Third round or eighth rounder, 149th overall in the 1981 NHL draft. That's Rick Zombo. Great name.
Absolutely.
If you know, the I don't know what kind of nicknames he had, but like the zombie possibilities are endless. Anytime like that a name ends in the MBO, it's like emphatic, you know, and it just commands respect and you just got to love it.
I probably would have started off with Zombo the Clown and seen how that went and, you know, veered left to right over there from there if he didn't react very well. I don't know.
Yeah. Or the Zombonator, Zombie Man, you know, Rick Zombie. Things like that. all right. Give me your next one, Pete.
All right. Let's see here. Got the old guys. Got a well-known guy. Just got like a sweet name for a prospect. Let's see. What am I missing here? Trying to diversify. You know what? Let's go. only time I've ever seen this name. Got a simple last name, making a 2016 draft, second round, 46 overall. We're going with my man, Jabani Smith.
His name is literally Smith. How is that?
Yeah.
How's that a good name? It's the most common name in the world.
Jabani. I love that. It's not fair Giovanni. Enough. It's just Jabani. I love it.
No, yeah, I do like that. It just,
I think that's going to be a popular pick.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good name. It's a good first name, but like, you know,
it's the only time I've ever heard it. Yeah.
Well, so like I went past it and like that was my thought was like, his last name's literally Smith, you know, but then I kept it moving. But I get why
the juxtaposition of both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, it was tough. Right? Yeah.
That's true. That's true. A little contrast. Never heard anybody.
If you could make the last name Smith like unique in some way by having a sweet first name, pretty impressive.
That is true. That is true. Okay, so we each have, I think, four picks, right? I've taken Savage, Konstantinov, Zombo, and Tyler Perry. Pete has, well, you can just list them off.
I got Dick Axelson, Nick Cronwall, Wally Olds, and Jabani Smith. Rohan's got to give his fourth rounder yet.
Yeah, okay. So you go ahead and then finish up this four. We can even go like a couple extra rounds. I only said five, but it's going pretty quickly. I got some good names left on the list. So if you guys would like to keep going, we definitely can do that. We're going to do a bonus round at the end with all NHL names. Just
goat names. Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Sorry. If you just Google best, literally elite prospects has it. So
you should have saved Helm for that. Been like non-Red Wing, Colorado. Helm.
Who says I'm not going to?
Nolan did not say we couldn't draft like the same person.
Six times. That's true. I didn't make that rule.
Fair enough.
Darren Helm twice. Pick, that's totally your prerogative.
All right. 1983. Round 8, pick 146, Craig Butts, because, you know, Butts.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Quality last name.
Special shout out to Jake Butt, the Michigan tight end who just retired this week.
Just retired.
From the Denver Broncos. Or he signed a one-year deal with the Bears before he retired, but yeah, got drafted by Denver. So that will fill up round 4.
What's up, everybody? Just going to step in here really quick and tell you guys about betonline.ag. BetOnline's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season's in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, even your UFC and MMA action. So before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline, your laptop or mobile device, and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, contest information, all that good stuff. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Also got to talk to everybody about our friends over at Built Bar. Nolan and I always are telling you guys how amazing Built Bars are. Did you know that they have 9 delicious flavors? You do, because you listen to us and we rave about it all the time. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. My favorite flavor is the cookies and cream. But the great thing is you can also get a mixed box, which is 2 of each of the 9 flavors. And you can go in and then you know what flavors you like. And next time you order, you know exactly what to order. Built Bars are not only the best tasting, but they're also healthy too. They have 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. So order today. Get that raspberry, get that cookies and cream, get that mixed box, whatever you want. Order today. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of U.S. track and field team. You know how crazy that is, that you can just like eat what an Olympian eats? And you're choosing not to. Ridiculous. They don't just choose anybody to be the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Okay? Eat what Olympians eat. Get a Built Bar. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off of your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com.
Throw it back in. Zetterberg. Shoot it quickly. Scores! He does! A buzzer beater!
You want to start us off again for round five, Roll?
Yeah, I'm good. 1979, round six, pick 108. Every team needs a mafia boss, so we're going Carmine Sorella.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that a lot. That will play into one of my future picks.
Damn. Yeah, I like that a lot. All right, so I think I'm up, correct?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to go with Howard Sweetest first name and just like last name. You guys will understand why when I say it here. So we're going 2005 entry draft, fifth round, 137th overall, Johan Rhino.
I like that a lot. I mean, anytime you can work an animal into your name, I'm about it. There's an instant visual connection there.
Nicknames for days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful stuff.
All right. Round five for me, my first pick. Every team, every mob boss needs a shithead son who doesn't do anything and just benefits off the life of being a mob boss's son. And to me, that sounds a lot like Pasquale Zito. So it's a no-brainer. That was my like, oh no, I hope nobody takes him pick, because it's Pasquale. Like, it does not get more Italian than that. And I just love it so much as a proud Italian American. And then with my next one, this is kind of,
I'm a bit annoyed you took the Zito thing, because I was weighing up, do I take Butts because Butts?
Yeah.
Because it's funny, right? Or do I do the double mark?
Yeah. Yeah, who's going to stoop to the butt joke first, right? Like, how late can I get it?
Okay, so I think the 1989 draft has had quite a few picks from it. And I'm gonna do it again as well. The third round, 84th overall, 1998, release the Jake McCracken. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, oh, Phil.
Good.
Yeah. You got to call him Phil.
Phil?
Yeah. Say it.
Phil McCracken.
There you go.
Whoa. All right. I'll edit that out. Damn.
Good. That's good. Gosh dang it. Oh, that sucks. I don't know why I just say that. I don't know why I didn't see that coming. Like, that fucking sucks. All right. Pete, your turn.
Oh, man. Guys, I cannot believe you guys passed him up. Maybe we got a little too used to it. Maybe we made a few too many last name nicknames and jokes with it. 2012 draft, second round, 49th overall, Marty Ferk.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. I thought you were going elsewhere. I do like that name. I mean, it's a good name. It would have been a lot. That was a guy who like could have been, his name could have been cooler if he would have been something, you know, like when you have that name. Doesn't he have like the hardest shot ever recorded? Am I misremembering that? I'm pretty sure he did it at the AHL.
I don't know how they like, you gotta consult the Guinness Book of World Records for that. I'm not sure.
I think it broke the NHL record.
Yeah, it was correctly. Yeah, it beat Chara's. Yeah.
But yeah, who knows how they let that go. All right, Rowan, it is your turn.
We just keep on going, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I think this is what, the sixth round? Or
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, this is six, bottom of the sixth. I just found the most Swedish name I could find. In 1984, round eight, pick 152, Lars Karlsson.
I like it. I like that.
Lars is a strong first name. So, Roan's up again after Lars Karlsson, right?
Yep. Another fun name to say, 1984, round three, pick 49, Milan Chalupa.
Chalupa.
Heck, I like that.
That is, I think it's my favorite Taco Bell item is the chalupa. It's a deep fried tortilla. Who doesn't love that? It's a great, great item.
I don't even think we have Taco Bell here anymore. Might have one.
I feel bad for you. I really do. I love Taco Bell. I'm not going to lie. So this is the eighth round. We'll cut it off here, and then we'll do two picks for outside of the draft. So we'll have a nice uniform 10 team name or 10 name team. So Pete, give me your eighth rounder.
All righty. Let's go another power name. I don't think he really, like, it's not as powerful as Vladimir Konstantinov, but we're talking about our seventh round here, whatever it is. So, 88 draft, second round, 38th overall, Serge Engelhardt.
I like
straight it. Power name.
I like it. Very, very powerful. All right, with my – this is the last pick of the draft, right? All right. I'm going to go
– yeah.
Like, the two names that I'm really considering here, I don't even know if I like, but I'm going to say them anyway. We'll do an honorable mention round. We can just throw out all the rest of our the rest of the ones we got. I'm going to go ninth round, 239th overall, 1997, Greg Willers. I don't know why. I just love, like, Willoughby. Yeah, that gets me. That's how you speak to me.
His nickname is Willie. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? Exactly. Yeah. So so that rounds everything out. Well, also with that pick, I was considering Par Backer, sixth round, 2000, 187th overall. I had Joran van Puttelberg.
He wasn't too
I should have made years it on ago. The list.
Imagine that on the back of a Red Wings jersey. There's no way.
Okay, please don't be mad at me, but I have Dennis Chalowski on here because Dennis is a great name.
Yeah, I mean,
if that person existed, it'd be a sweet name.
Yeah. I also have Dallas Drake because anytime that your first name can be a city, gotta love that. You have the pun of being able to go Dallas Drake, and it's like a funny joke, you know. I used to do that when we were kids. Andreas Athanasiou is very obviously up there.
That's a sweet name.
Yeah, I almost just didn't want to go there because it was too easy. And then from this year's draft as well, Shea Bouliam. Like, if that guy can hit when he gets to the NHL, he's going to be real fun. It's going to be real fun to say that guy's name. And then Bob Probert rounded out.
That just scares you when you hear it.
Yeah, it's terrifying. any like crazy person who goes by the name Bob is like exponentially crazier.
Yeah. It's not a stable name.
No, definitely not. all right. So we're going to do the rest of the NHL. So just all time NHL name.
Real quick, let me throw out a honorable mention. I almost picked him three different times and I never did it. Drafted in 08, third round, 91 overall, Max Nicastro. That was a cool name.
I like it. Who do you have for you got any honorable mentions you want to throw out there, Ron?
Obviously, I took a very different approach to you guys. I just went with dumb shit, which that's just my brand, though.
I see, like, I'll talk about it a little bit when
I missed your honorable mentions. I was frozen.
I didn't. I just waited till you came back.
Oh, okay. All right.
So honorable mentions, I just went with a couple of fun to say names. 1993, round 7, pick 178, Yuri Yuresko.
Okay.
I thought that was just a fun name to say. And 2007, round 6, pick 178, Zach Torcato. Again, just fun to say.
Yeah.
The guiding principle.
Primo has always been fun to say.
Yeah.
Marty LaPointe. That's a sweet name.
Yeah.
Dude, I love Marty.
I love doing this. This was like especially the 2004, 2008, like that kind of range. That's when I was first kind of getting into it myself and starting to watch prospects and keep an eye on it, you know, like kind of early days of YouTube and everything. And like the Dick Axelson, Johan Rhino, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about those guys. Whatever happened to them? So I was kind of doing a little extra diving to see where they were at and all that stuff as I was looking these up.
It's great. I typically railroad against HockeyDB because I think it's like hands down the worst out of all like stats websites. It goes Hockey Reference, Elite Prospects, then 50 piles of shit, and then HockeyDB, in my opinion. But one thing they do that's nice is they like put down, you know, all their stats. So you could like quickly see And it's like wild because like you go to the 1989 draft, right? And there's like four guys with over 1,000 games played. But then you go to the one before that, and I think they only had one that made an NHL appearance. And the year before that, in 87, they got a bunch of NHLers too. It's crazy how the draft works.
That same thought went through my head. I was jumping on it, going up and looking at those. How many games were played out of this draft when we were like stretching out the playoff streak? And it was like two games, no games, you know, 160 games. It was, yeah, we were, man, we were holding on there for a couple of years. It was crazy.
All right. Breaking news for you. Andre Kasha just signed with Toronto 1 year. Over under on games he plays, 4.5.
Under.
Yeah.
Just an LTIR buffer.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the only one that thinks their defense is not good enough. Everybody else is like, dude, they need to get like depth scoring. I don't think Morgan Riley is like a top pairing defenseman at all. Not even close. I think they could use a lot of work back there, but no one ever talks about it.
Whatever. It's just too easy to laugh at them when they fail. So like, who cares about why they fail and just do it anyway?
Yeah. I enjoy it when it happens. It's like, I got a recommendation over here if you need one.
I mean, as a Lions fan, I relate to their pain so much, but like, you know, other people have to go through that too. And I'm glad that I don't have to do it in multiple sports. But the thing about Lions fans is that they're self-aware. Like that, to me, the way Lions fans and Leafs fans carry themselves should be no different, but they do. And that's the problem, in my opinion.
It's amazing.
And just missed. Moving up Whitney. Whitney circling. Free to go. Eiserman. Oh. 2 seconds. Score. Steve Eiserman. Oh my God. 7 seconds left. The Red Wings win.
All right. Let's finish up. Two more rounds.
Bonus round.
We'll give Rowan the keys to start this one. Who you got?
Radek Bonk.
It's a good one.
Fun name.
Yeah. It's a great
Radek
name.
Bonk. Yep.
That's Radek Bonk. That's an awesome name. Pete, your first pick.
All right. So I had actually suggested this in the DMs because I have I think that there were some names of some of the like Russians and European guys that like I love so much when they were coming over here. And I think Nolan, for your one of your little cuts back into your interviews and stuff like that on Locked On Red Wings, you have it's got to be like NHL 2003 or something like that, where it says Federer
gives him the business.
Yeah. So in that same game, that same guy, when he would say Maxim Afanasyev, it was the coolest thing in the world to me.
I remember that. Yeah.
Maxim Afanasyev.
That was who was
cool
that?
Stuff.
Who is that announcer? I don't even know who it is. To be quite honest,
I think he was.
But like, I'm pretty sure. So
I think he used to be with TSN, and when he was doing like his, you know how Doc Emmerich would do like, Devils games and NBC. I think he was Vancouver, but don't quote me on that. I know his name though.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Those games were super fun because like I don't know if anybody remembers this, but like NHL 02. Had a lengthy, lengthy list of cheat codes that you could plug in. And it was just, and it was like the most preposterous cheat codes. Like everybody is a giant sumo wrestler. Or there was a game mode called Last Man Standing, where every time you would drop the puck, once you got knocked down, that was it. Until there was only one person left standing. And then it would remain like that until the next whistle. But that being said, they also had like hilarious announcers in there, and they had I really wish video games would go back to this, honestly, but they paired up like the play-by-play guy with like a really dumb color commentary guy, and so he'd be like oh, he destroyed him like one of those things that go back and forth at the Franklin Mint, and he's like, I'm sorry, and he's like, you know what I'm talking about, you ever been to the Franklin Mint, and he's like, no, and that's just in the game. With my first pick, of the all NHL name draft, I'm going to have to go Bill Quackenbush. Great name. You got the Quack.
Wow.
You got Bill and you got Bush. I don't know what else you need there.
That is real good. I'm at kind of a loss for words.
And then to wrap up my choices, I'm going to go Ron Tugnutt. I don't think I'm losing this.
juvenile behavior.
No. I believe the first goalie for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
I he played here early on a bunch, and he was awesome. He was like a little local celebrity going on, but I think he was the very first one. Yeah, I think he was their starter 2000, day one.
Huh. I did not know that. I just saw like once to me, if somebody played before I was cognizant, they might as well play during the 30s. Like I was just so many guys out there. Like I hear their names and I just assume that they're like super old. And then I see them on TV and they're like 48 and I'm like, no. I feel like Ron Tugnutt is probably a candidate for that type of reaction. But Pete, finish us up with your.
All right. So I'm not the very, very last. No. So I'm not going to say what I'm thinking and then pick another one, not to say what I'm going to pick. He was just signed by somebody, kind of just a piece. I think he's been a little journeyman most of his career. I literally don't know too much about him, but every time I hear his name, I'm like, man, that's a sweet name. Vinny Pinastrozza.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's definitely a good one. I like that one a lot. For a current day, you know, not bad. Not bad. Finish us off, Rowan.
Okay. As an homage to everyone
disappointed you games didn't at the LCA. Of the finish us off.
Mate, you could do better than that. Again, an homage to everyone who loves going to the LCA. We got Jet.
Woo! That's funny. I do like that. I saw that one when I was doing research today, but I didn't put the two and two together. It was a good pick. Very good pick. Some honorable mentions here from the elite prospects list. We have Alexei Shitnik.
Oh yeah.
Miroslav Shitan, but obviously reads as Satan. Dick Duff.
Never heard of him.
Me either. He played from 54 to 72. That's a 54 to 72 name if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Cal Clutterbuck, an all-timer. I would say for this generation, it's like Clutterbuck, Tutu, Chichu.
Yeah, Chichu's
weird. Chichu's a good one.
Yeah.
It's better than Tutu, in my opinion. Because Tutu is like on the nose. Like Tutu is already a funny word, you know? But Chichu is its own thing, if you ask me. Anything else? Any other honorable mentions from you fellows before we depart and send these people into their...
Yeah, the one I was going to say is Jeff Bookaboom.
Bookaboom, yep. I saw that one. That's a great one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then another Red Wing, since we're talking nothing but names, I'm going to say underrated name. It doesn't get the credit it deserves. About said Vladimir. I don't think it's yeah. Vladimir Nemestikov. That's
Vladislav.
Yeah. Vladislav.
Which is even cooler because it rhymes.
Yeah.
I actually do agree with you. And he's a guy who he's not cool to me. You know, like nothing against Vlad Nemestikov, but I would never be like, that's a cool guy. But he has a sick name. And if he was cool, he would be even cooler, you know. It's like a cool multiply. On the
and here's one for the
on the pod, so he can argue his side of this because at the moment it's one way traffic.
Here's one for the Grand Rapids crowd. Billy Saariarvi, that's a cool name.
I don't think we as a prospect. That sucked. Anyway.
Yep.
Who are your guys' favorite Wings prospects that didn't work out? Mine's Thomas Yurko, hands down. Like I was so certain about that dude.
That didn't work out.
I remember you tweeted me something. This question was inspired by you randomly name dropping Timu Polkinen
in my mentions like a couple weeks ago, or maybe months ago by now. But
yeah, that's tough for me because I'm really like the and a lot of people have probably picked this up. My affinity for the player kind of like increases the closer they get to like kind of breaking into the, you know, hit the roster.
Oh yeah. That's fair.
Like the prospect stuff, I'd see everything, you know, that people were talking about, like, you know, on your podcast and everything and listen to those guys. But once they drafted the guys, like once Costa would draft it, immediately going watching highlights, let's see what people were saying, looking at the, you know, the scouting reports and all that stuff. I just kind of approach it.
And now he'll go way up until you need to know him again.
No, I mean, like,
The only reason Google. We care about prospects so much is because the team just sucks so bad. And it's,
I got two for you
to talk about. What do you got?
I got two. Yeah. Evgeny Svechnikov. Like, that sucked. The dude is such an all-star human being.
Yep. And I've heard about say
Kalle Järnkrok because they traded him. put that one up in light.
Yeah, we Marshawn Lynch saying Kalle Järnkrok on the Seattle expansion draft was maybe the highlight. Maybe the highlight of that expansion draft.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So, all right. Anything else before we depart here? This is a good time. Thank you, fellas, for joining us. Press that subscribe button. I know.
Take care of y'all. Take care of y'all. Chicken.
I want to see how many people are going to unsubscribe after the woo.
Marshawn Lynch joke.
Probably people a lot. You know, one thing I've considered reaching out to you, actually both of you, at very times I've considered reaching out to both of you to see you would be curious to come on and just like your weekly complaint about Red Wings Twitter. Like what's bothering you? What fixation of Red Wings Twitter is bothering you this week? Because I think of you guys as, you know, when you're wrong, you're being a troll. You know, and you're just always trolling, and I know you guys are knowledgeable. That's not true.
I'm never wrong.
We're both looking at him
you
right
can't
now.
Be, like, you can't be wrong because all you're doing is trolling. So like you're just having fun, and I respect that. But there's a lot of people on there who get very
blocky.
Yeah, yeah, and like
I have a lot of people blocked me that are probably listening to this.
probably.
I haven't blocked a single person. I don't block.
I get blocked.
Yeah. Yeah. I got blocked by the Bar Down Twitter account because I just quote tweeted their every single tweet they did and just put a billion emojis in it. And whoa.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is insane.
I hate them so much. I was sitting there and I was like, I should just make a Bar Down 2 Twitter account. And then I would just respond to them because they do like, they're literally hockey BuzzFeed. Like, and they're like, you'll never believe. And they'll have like half the tweet in there. So you're like, oh shit, what's the rest of it say? And then you got to click on the link. But I would like to be Bar Down 2 saving people clicks. And just every time they tweet something, I'll take a screen cap of it and just throw it in the replies.
Like Bar Down TLDR.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Well, no, just Bar Down FU. Don't get those clicks. You know, say, hey, saved you a click.
I think it's a dangerous idea, ultimately, because you're just asking us to start shit. And I'm not about that at all.
Yeah.
Straight to the point, no-nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah, totally.
It starts with, I respect, you know, your opinion, and I see where you're coming from, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I didn't end up reaching out to you guys. Cause I was like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh yeah. It would have been real bad. That'd have been bad. That is what happens though. That is kind of how I operate. Like I'll see like somebody will say something and I'm like, oh my, what the heck was that? All right, whatever. You know, then like the next day it's like, oh, again, now you got three people saying this.
Mm-hmm. Just use your burner account. Don't worry about it.
A week goes by and, you know, like the veins are popping out of my neck. I'm doing that. I'm like, all right, getting the thumbs out. Let's go. Let's go to work.
Well, you know what I realized the other day is I was going through a stretch where I only responded to tweets that made me go, That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I responded to it as such.
You responded to a lot of my tweets. So what's that say?
Yeah.
You're just trying to be a nice guy out here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing to me?
And I just don't, you know, I'm trying to move away from that. Hey, tweet at somebody if you agree with them sometimes, you know, I'm trying to do that just to, cause it's just it's an easy habit to get into. And it's like, it's not really a good place to be just constantly shitting on people. But like this guy yesterday,
I actually do that. You guys probably just don't see or remember those.
Yeah. I mean,
if I just mute you, that's why.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I'm not muting you. You just do whatever you need to, man.
Why would you?
I'm not going to. Yeah. I have no idea why I would. The, cause Rowan, the best thing that you do is like, it's like we're losing 4-1 or we're winning 4-1 and you'll make some, like alliteration with, Oh God, I love that so much. Yeah.
My favorite thing.
I can do stupid jokes like that all day long, buddy.
My favorite thing about Rowan's Twitter is that all of his jokes are original, you know, like he's not using a meme format. He's not saying the thing. He's never saying the things that everybody else are saying. And he's always like the 19th. You have a separate name for every single team. You
know, oh, yeah.
Do you have those written down so you keep track of those?
You know,
it's amazing.
It's in my head.
It's good. You have your own brand. And that's really cool, in my opinion, for just a, you know, regular dude on Twitter.
Pretty much.
From down under. All right. I'm sure you guys got things you would like to do. Rowan, it's Saturday morning. Pete, it's Friday night. So we are all going to depart. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Wait. Back up. If you have positive feedback, please leave it in our reviews. If you have negative feedback, please send it to my or Rowan's DMs. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. It's your team every day.
Locked On Red Wings, your daily podcast on the Detroit Red Wings. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.